Hello and welcome to The Singer's Vault. I'm Artistic Director and Conductor Matthew Culleton. Episodes of The Singer's Vault brought to you in part by Kati Lowry and Lori Jacoby, as well as John Steinke from GS Investments. I'm here with Brian Blessing. Brian's been my music advisor for 16 years, and he and I program all the concerts together. And Brian, I wanted to welcome you back to the Singer's Vault to talk about Christmas this time.
Well, thank you, Matt. So excited to be here and listen to some great Christmas music and talk a little bit about our process.
I thought I'd welcome you back so we could talk a little bit about the way that you and I have approached programming Christmas all these years, because we sort of have found a formula that more times than not has worked for us very well.
Absolutely. And it's so much fun work out the variables and discuss kind of what we really want to highlight, because Christmas is one of those programs that we know we're doing, and we're so excited to bring it every year and share it with our audience and our community, but also one of those programs where there's so much music to choose from, and making some of those decisions about what do we do, what do we bring back, what arrangements do we use, what new pieces do we want to share, makes it very exciting.
Yeah, it turns out that for us, the Christmas concerts have really been a spot each year where our audiences are almost guaranteed new music, whether it's new arrangements or new works for Christmas.
And that's some of the joy, because it's also sometimes where some of our new audience members find us, that a lot of people love to come out to Christmas programs and be able to come here, and not necessarily all of them are big choral music people throughout the rest of the year, and that they come in, they want to hear choirs sing, and it's a chance to really introduce them to the sound of the choir and our arrangements and our new music.
What do you think a listener who's coming to see What Sweeter Music takes away each year?
I really believe at Christmas, people want to hear a choir and be able to hear a group of people singing together. And I think they want to have, especially in Minnesota here, it gets dark so early and cold, and people just want to kind of gather together and hear some nice warm harmonies and lush arrangements together. And I think that while there's always good variety, and while there's very joyful pieces just sparkling pieces, almost like a decorated Christmas tree, I think that people really love the lush arrangements, pieces that they just want to feel warm and fuzzy inside and take those pieces home with them. And those are the things I think that bring people out each year.
When I asked you today if you had any favorites, you opted to start today with Jocelyn Hagen's O Come, O Come, Emmanuel, which she wrote for us in 2004. What puts that piece high on your list of favorites?
You know, there's a ton of reasons. Number one, it is just an expert arrangement. I mean, there is so much great music making within that arrangement. It's incredible. But the piece is special to me because it also is one of the first pieces I remember rehearsing the first season with the Singers, and being able to have Abby and Josh and Jocelyn in the choir at that point, and having their new pieces for the first season of the Singers makes me always think of that inaugural year of this choir getting started. And then it's always been such a joy to take this piece to the different places that we've gotten to perform it over the years. But I think it's just a masterful arrangement, starting out kind of more austere and opening up to the choir. You know, that fermata held moment of behold. It's such a breathtaking moment to watch our audience as they know it's about to come, but have it be that first inversion kind of takes everyone's breath away for a moment.
Until the
some of the other music that you selected really hit at some of my all-time favorite choral works. Francis Poulenc's Four Motets of Christmas. We've chosen Quem Vidicis and Videntes Stellam, the middle two movements. What is it about the Poulenc Christmas motets that made them rise to the top of your list?
Poulenc really, again, kind of being that choral canon. Poulenc isn't maybe something that families are going to gather and sing around the fire at Christmas time, but I think it's something that all choirs should be experiencing and doing, because Poulenc is so unique. His harmonic language is so unique, and from being, you know, very serious music to just very fun and playful to, you know, to being able to Quem Vidicis, kind of feeling that breeze along. And the royalty in Videntes Stellam, I mean, the royalty of birth of Jesus, you know, the chords and things in there. There's no one else, I don't think, that ever has lived that could have written those pieces the way that Francis Poulenc did.
Thank you.
The last piece that you selected is certainly a favorite of choral enthusiasts. The Russian canon has become choral heaven for so many singers and so many listeners. It is just a tone bath. You selected a performance that we gave in 2019. This is Salvation is Created.
Absolutely. The choir just loves singing Russian choral music, and the basses love our chance to be able to drop down. I'm singing baritone with the choir, so don't always get to enjoy quite the low notes that our bass twos do, but a chance to really showcase altos in our bass sections. And frankly, just the glorious writing of this piece. I mean, Salvation is Created is one of those pieces of choral music, as you said. When you see it on a program, audiences just get so excited about it. It's a piece that many people know, even if they have no other experience with Russian choral music.
Well, Brian, thanks for coming back to the Singer's Vault and talking a little bit about our Christmas programming. You made some great selections.
Well, thank you, Matt. It's just a joy to be here. The Singer's Vault is a very welcome place to be.
Well, I'm going to take special license here today and end the episode with a setting that I arranged as a gift to Dean and Laura Gesme. It was a commissioned gift from their daughter, one of our altos, Erica Gesme. And I think an audience favorite. It's very un-Minnesotan of me to acknowledge that. But I'm happy to share from 2013 a live concert performance of In Dulci Jubilo. I wish to thank today's guest, music advisor Brian Blessing. Brian's been a member of the choir and programming with me since 2004. I'm grateful for his help in today's podcast. To hear additional podcasts and learn all about the Singers, visit our website at singersmca.org. I'm artistic director and conductor Matthew Culleton, hoping you'll continue to join me in exploring the Singer's Vault.